Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Yes! I love it. How is everybody doing, man? Oh, real quick, where are my gamers at? Dude, oh my goodness. I didn't get the chance to talk about the Nintendo Direct. We're jumping right into it, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't get the chance to talk about the Nintendo Direct that happened on the, February 8th or something. And I didn't see too many people talking about it, to be honest with you. I thought there was going to be a lot more people talking about it. But it opened with Pikmin 4. You guys know I'm a giant Nintendo fan and I'm a giant Pikmin fan. It opened with Pikmin 4. And I love Pikmin, dude. I can't wait to just toss those things around like their lives don't matter. And the new Ice Pikmin were absolutely cool, dude. I love the whole like freezing of the lake that they showed and everything, like enabling you to walk across, because like building the bridges can be a pain. You know what I mean? You're fighting the sun, you're fighting the time. You got the yellow Pikmin, you got the red Pikmin. They can't swim. You guys are building bridges. Sometimes the red fall, the yellow fall. You only got the blue there, so you gotta like, all right, set the blue up. They go, they build the bridge. You take the yellow and the red. You do yellow shit. You do red shit. You're doing your thing, and you're like, you come back and you look at the blue, and they're still building. You're like, God, you guys, we gotta hurry this up. The sun is starting to set. We're all gonna die if we don't speed this up. So the Ice Pikmin are a nice addition to Pikmin, man. You can build you don't have to build the bridges. You could just boom, Ice Pikmin. Lake is frozen over and you guys are all ice skating. It's Pikmin 4 Ice Skating Edition. That's what I think is happening here. There's not too much in the direct for me personally that I was like really, really digging, but that's just me. I know there's like Metroid and everything else that was like really people had people really stoked and everything. But I did think that like the Game Boy feature was pretty cool, like having the ability to switch between the filters of the OG Game Boy, the Game Boy Pocket, the Game Boy Color. Those things were really cool. It's just like a cool, I guess, like option to have, I guess. And then of course, the subject that I could ramble on about for hours, the latest trailer for The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. I mean, dude, slap a tunic on me, put a sword in one hand, the shield on the back, and an ocarina in my mouth. I'm extremely ready to play this game, dude. I mean, what's with Link's arm? What's the story behind the sky traveling? All these machines that you can drive and everything? Is Ganondorf talking? And wait, hold on. Back to the machines. Did like the time between Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, did Link just become like a mechanic and an engineer all in one? He was just like, you know what? I'm sick of, he's like, ding, ding, ding with the hammer. He's like, I'm sick of riding a pony all the time. We got to speed this shit up. I got places to go and people to see. But I think Tears of the Kingdom is going to have elements of Twilight Princess, Skyward Sword in it. I mean, tears, dude, you know, the teardrops and everything. Link has the teardrops on his belt. That's very reminiscent of Skyward Sword, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't know. Maybe I'm reaching. Who knows? But I think that's what's going to happen. And I could talk about this forever. And it's been a long time since there's been a chaotic solo episode where I just ramble on about whatever. And this week's episode is actually no different from the few episodes that we've been having, because it is not a solo episode, ladies and gentlemen. This week I am joined by another guest where it's been a long time coming. This year is a year of long time comings, like I keep saying, and this week is no different. Another staple in the cosplay community for high quality content, whether it be cosplays in the form of Marvel or DC, from web-slinging around the city with his various iterations of Spider-Man to helping protect Gotham as Robin, from taking down everyone in his path as the Punisher to representing America's ass as Captain America with his Netflix version of Daredevil, to the original yellow and red version of Daredevil, down to the menacing and quite possibly my favorite black and red Daredevil, and that's just to name a few. He is a previous Cosplay of the Week here on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Caleb Weeks!
Yes. Hello, how's it going? Thank you guys so much for having me today. Man, that was quite the introduction. I don't even have to say anything about myself. I've been
there we go. Show's over. Let's wrap it up. It was nice having you.
We're good. All right, everyone, get to
life. See you next time.
The year is 2012. We'll get my narrator voice going here. The year is 2012. The Caleb we've grown to know was much smaller then, but yet was still cosplaying as Robin. Classic Robin suit, the eye mask, tied cape around the neck, big R on the chest, utility belt, red and green. Green, not quite the Robin that we know from you today, but yet still Caleb and still Robin. A classic cosplay beginning, man. I love it, dude. And then you fast forward to your more so recent days, and I'm throwing it up on the screen, and Mr. Weeks has had a giant upgrade, dude, looking like he was ripped straight from the comics or like an art rendition or maybe one of those like $600 phenomenal statues with your iteration of Robin now, dude. I featured this one as a cosplay of the week as well. Dude, it's phenomenal, man, and I know Robin has always held a special place in your heart, dude, so like what's the story behind like Robin for you and this moment from 2012 to the creation of this cosplay? Like what's all the in-between details that people may not know?
You know, past the 2012, it all starts when I was just a kid. Before I can even really remember, I remember watching the Batman animated series, which I think is something that we all grew up on as kids, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, at first it was my fascination with Batman. You know, I would just draw him all day, just creating all these different concepts. You know, I had all like the action figures to like base my drawings off of.
Nice.
And as I progressed, you know, I started to get into comics. I started to read DC comics. And I was really just a DC guy at first because I was obsessed with Batman. And I have just every single Batman issue, read them all, have like That's multiple crazy. Encyclopedias. I'm the guy that like, I could tell you like down to the details of Batman, you know? And so I'm like grown up at this point, you know, I've been reading comics for a while, drawing, creating concept designs for different characters. And I'm probably like 10 or 11 and I really got into the Tim Drake Robin because I felt like that was like my generation's Robin. And there's a lot of reasons why, you know, his introduction of his character was amazing. You know, we got to see him actually finding out who Batman was. And in that broken place of the death of Jason, he's able to like help Batman become really like the true Batman again. Yeah. And also he's able to, you know, show him show him that Batman needs a Robin. And and that was amazing to me. I loved that. And I just loved that costume. You know, something about the puff padding on the arms. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Because Tim Drake's also one of my favorites too. And then I love his iteration when he turns into Red Robin and all that stuff with the hooded version. I love it too. So, and he doesn't get talked about enough. And funny enough, just sidebar, my last few episodes, one with Joey Red Hood and one with the Legion of Geeks and Batman Stained Air creator Jason Ortega and voice actor Aiden Proko, we talked about Robins and Robins coming into the DCU and all of that stuff. And of course, we mentioned, you know, Dick Grayson, we mentioned Damien, we mentioned Jason Todd. And I just realized, even myself, nobody mentioned Tim Drake the entire time. And I feel like, why are we forgetting Tim? And I feel like that's a common thing, unfortunately. So it's cool that your focus is on Tim because I feel like he doesn't get enough love in comparison to the other Robins, you know?
100%. And also, you know, when I was creating that design, the new Robin design, I really wanted to give homage also to the Batman animated series. And that kind of got me a good place where I can say it's Tim Drake, but also I can be like, hey, it's also Dick Grayson from the Batman animated series. Because there's a lot of similarities there. But it's also like, it's just those suits and what they would look like in the real life. You know, that's kind of what I was going for there. But
and it does have that. It has that almost cartoony or like animated look to the suit. It's not just like, I'm not trying to put anybody down when I say this, but it's not like just a regular suit or like a regular Robin suit or a regular cosplay suit. It has a lot more details to it than the average like Robin suit, I guess you could say in a sense. So I kind of see what you were going for there, and it came off perfectly. But sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead, keep going.
Oh no, you're good. So that's what I actually grew up drawing Tim Drake a lot, and created this story. You talked about the Punisher a little bit, and it's basically Tim Drake as Robin when he's like 22, Batman's in the cryogenic like freeze chamber, like he's like in a coma for years, and he's like the only one left basically in Gotham, and he's like gone kind of crazy. He has like a full armored suit, but I give homage to the triple padding on the forearms. And it's definitely a suit that as I've progressed and stuff and created concept designs for, you know, a new Robin suit, I'm like, you know what, I think that my partner company could actually make the suit. So that's definitely something that I'm looking to have created in the next couple of years. Because it is a big project, you know, and I can actually show you right here. This is the concept for it that I drew. I
don't know if you can see that. Nice, dude.
And so it's really like grown up Robin that's like not really playing any games anymore.
Yeah. And you've been and posting so, like some teasers on your Instagram about that, right? On your stories.
So,
is that the same one?
We do have, and it's going to be similar. The cool thing about that stuff is, I'll probably be able to reuse the emblem for that, for that project, but I do have that new project with Jay Curtis, and that's actually going to be a year one Robin. So kind of similar to the Red Robin.
Nice.
And I know that you just said you're a big fan of Red Robin. And
yes.
I think he's so cool. The cowlis or the hornless mask.
Yes, dude. And it's,
right? You know what I'm talking about?
And like the eyes and the white and it's... It's great, dude. I love it.
There's actually Seasoned Bird. I don't know if you've seen him. He does a really good...
Yes. Yes, I featured him as a cosplayer of the week in the last episode. And I featured his Red Robin. Yeah, dude.
it deserves some hype. He's a really incredible Robin cosplayer too as well. And the cool thing is I want to jump back to 2012. My first Robin suit. Back then, it was... the beginning days of Comic-Con, the internet, like we had it, but it wasn't where it's now.
Yeah.
And so finding anything for cosplay was extremely hard to do. And most of the time you're just going to be able to get cheap, like Lyrica suits from China.
Right.
So I did a lot of research. I found that design from China. It took them like 6 months to get to America. I don't know what had happened along that process. And then I just had like a cheap, like all leather mask that I got off eBay, a little bit big on my head. I got the Gothamites 100 that you can still get on Amazon. And I honestly still recommend them for cosplay starter boots. And I remember I was actually with my ex-girlfriend at the time, and this was my first event, that picture of me all skinny, I was walking, we were like getting ready for the event. She was going to also do Robin. We had just got her like a nice Halloween suit. She's going to do like the Stephanie Brown style one, we get there and you have to change out of the event because I ain't going in the costume, and I'm kind of getting that second like guessing myself, I'm like, oh my gosh, do I go up there? Like, there's not that many people dressed up on the streets. She already backed out. She's like, oh, I'm not doing that. Like, so I'm like second guessing myself. I'm like, oh my gosh, am I gonna like go up there and be the only one dressed up? And mind you, I'm just a kid. I haven't done it at this point. I'm like, no, I'm doing it, And so I put on my costume, I go up there, I have just the time of my life.
Hell yeah.
At just a random Arizona Comic Con. And from there I wasn't able to pick up cosplaying until I got out of the military, which was a few years later. I did get to go to a Comic Con in Virginia, but I lived on the ship for a while, and so there wasn't really storage, and I just didn't have the money to be buying costumes and stuff. I honestly, to be real with you, I didn't think I was really gonna get back into it. I love comics and stuff, but I didn't think I was gonna like really cosplay, and then luckily I got a free ticket to San Diego Comic-Con, was like just so clutch. One of my friends is in the military, and so they got me like I had to volunteer for 4 hours, and I got a 4-day pass.
Oh nice.
And I was like, it was so clutch.
Can you pass that up?
How can you pass that up?
You have to take that opportunity.
And you're like, okay, yeah, for sure. I was like, okay, well, I'll wear my Robin suit. And I gained a significant amount of weight since the last time.
Yeah.
Everything still fit. I got like a new mask inside the convention. And I just had so much fun, I just realized like, this is where I'm happiest. I've been going to like a lot of music festivals that year, and like went to like Coachella, went to like another one. It just didn't hit the same to me. There's this happiness that I get of being at the convention. And we'll talk more about that when we talk about Spider-Man and just costume Spider-Man. But, I don't want to keep talking about Robin, but...
No, you're good.
It can segue into the next year, which I got to go as Spider-Man.
Yes.
And this was really my first time ever cosplaying Spider-Man.
Was that in 2019?
So 2019 was the Robin. No. 2018 was Robin.
Yeah.
Because 2020, there wasn't Comic-Con in San Diego Comic-Con.
Right. Yeah, no, there wasn't. I know you, okay, you talked about Spider-Man. So you have various cosplays ranging from Marvel to DC, but you do label yourself as Spider-Man Real Life, which is what you can also be found on TikTok as. And with the mini cosplays that you do, you have a wide variety of Spider-Man cosplays. And maybe this is the one you're talking about, where you have a cosplay of you as Spider-Man. And I believe it was one of the first photos that you at least posted in 2019. Where you're hanging off like the side of a building, classic Spidey stance, in anticipation for San Diego Comic-Con. Was that moment, or was that a different moment?
It was that moment, and that just was such a special moment for me. I had gotten out of a bad relationship earlier that year, you know, in January. And I had physically kind of let myself go. Now, I'm not going to say I was like completely out of shape, but I wasn't really working out. Right. I wasn't happy with who I was myself. Yeah. And I honestly just kind of felt lost, you know? Yeah. And I remember knowing that I was going to be able to get the free ticket again from my friend from the military. Right. And, you know, I just kind of, I started going to a personal training school and, started working on bettering myself, you know, in my life, in the physical aspect. And so I knew I was going to go, I think it was around like February. And I was like, you have till July, right? You have 3 or 4 months. And, you know, I just mentally told myself, you know, I'm going to be Spider-Man for that event. I'm going to do the flips because I still can do all the flips.
Yeah, I've seen you do them before. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to do the flips. I'm going to get like in crazy good shape. And I'm going to do it. I got my RPC studio, homecoming suit. I got everything lined up and I had those 4 months and I really just grinded on it, you know, and there wasn't any intent of being a cosplayer. It was initially meant to grow my following in a way so that I could, launch my online fitness business initially.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, just, and honestly just to go and have fun, you know, to go as Spider-Man, to have fun. I've never been the biggest Spider-Man fan. Now that's surprising. I mean, it's probably not at this point. You see all
that's crazy because of all the Spider-Man to say I haven't been the biggest Spider-Man fan, but then to have all of those Spider-Man cosplays, because you have a just innumerable amount, dude. Like there's so many, man. I was going to ask you like, why Spidey then? Like why the focus on Spidey? So it's perfect that you bring up, dude. So like what's the story behind that then?
The story with Spider-Man is the events going there and being Spider-Man. I feel like I can embody the character in such a special way that you can't do with any other character. You know, no one cares about the other characters like they do Spider-Man. Like the kids, they just love Spider-Man so much, their jaws dropped to the floor.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'd say to Comic Con, I was doing probably like 50 to 100 flips a day because I was just, and I'm really not exaggerating that.
Yeah.
Like I was hitting like quadruple sets in the streets. Like I had like an unlimited amount of energy.
He's like an Olympic gymnast over here.
I was like 26 at a time. So like, you know, anytime someone would be like, yo, Spider-Man, I'll be like, boom, I hit it back.
Whoa,
like,
whoa, whoa.
The thing is, that suit is so like, because of that, I was sweating so much in the suit that like the screen print under the arms had gotten like kind of worn off. That's why I had to make it a battle damage suit. But like, there's just this feeling that you can give to kids when you're in the Spider-Man suit that you just can't do for anyone else.
Hey. Oh, hey, you're not really Spider-Man.
What?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm no real Spider-Man. What are you talking about? I don't know, man. You're going to have to show me.
Oh, he can do it.
Flip. Show no more, fam.
What do you got to say now, bud?
Kids are show off.
I remember Gary Vaynerchuk talking about on Instagram, you need to download TikTok, like TikTok's the next big thing, it's blowing up, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess I had said like in one of my videos, like at Comic-Con, I was like, it's your boy Spider-Man in real life, like, you know? And,
and it stuck.
And so it stuck. And I posted that as a name on the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I posted one video and I honestly forgot about it. And, you know, I on Instagram one day, just like browsing, scrolling, and I see something come up about TikTok. And I was like, oh, let me just check my account real quick.
Yeah.
Check my account. I had like 5,000 followers. The video had gone viral.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, shoot. Let me see what this is all about. And so it exclusively just kind of started with Spidey. And that's when you're asking, do you have all these suits? I was like doubled down on Spidey.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, this is working. I love to be Spider-Man. I like I can do the flips, and this is going in right now.
Yeah.
So I just started getting a bunch of different suits, assembling my Spidey.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes
if you see something that's working, you kind of just stick with it and keep it going, especially if you have like some sort of passion for it, such as you'd said, you know, with you're having fun with it. That's one of the most important things too, because once it's not fun anymore, that changes the whole game. You know what I mean?
But and some of those costumes can be a little like the Batman. I love wearing that stuff, but there's so many pieces on it, you know,
it's like almost exhausting, right?
It's exhausting and like it's stressful, you know, whereas
Spider-Man mask, it's one thing I've realized is I'm never stressed out in a Spidey suit because I literally just throw on my suit and I'm like, hey, I throw on the mask exactly. And that's all I need.
Something that I personally love about Spider-Man is the many variations of designs that he has with all of his suits. I mean, I think it's something that him and Batman, I mean, Peter and Bruce Wayne, probably in all of comics, I mean, many comic characters have, tons of different variations of their suits, but I swear, Bruce and Peter, they're winning for the top, mini suits they've worn over the course of the years, you know? But something that I love about that is, that in general, but also how it translates for the cosplay community and for cosplayers such as yourself, having so many different varieties to choose from, and you could kind of keep the character alive as far as you cosplaying because you have so many different iterations you can do. You can always revisit as well. And I mean, amazing job with your like symbiote suit Spider-Man's. Like, oh my God, dude, the black suit Spider-Man from the Spider-Man 3 movie, pulling it off flawlessly, dude. You have a picture here with your hand up and everything with like a skyline in the background. I mean, Spidey stance is classic. And then you have another shot here. It's up on the screen, a close-up of the mask with the city in the background, a body of water in the background, showcasing the details of the suit and the mask just beautifully, man. And then you have the symbiote iterations, you have a bunch of them alone, but you have this one, the classic comic look, man. The original classic comic look. And every time I look at this, it's just like, it's so much nostalgia in like one photo, man. It's beautiful, dude. And then you have this third one that's up on the screen right now as well. And this might just be my favorite, dude. It's flawless, man. I've always wanted to do a symbiote version Spider-Man cosplay myself. And this one right here, dude, is an inspiration for sure, man. I mean, did you just go like, all right, I'm going to take a break for, like you said, I'm going to do some other things, take a break from Spider-Man, do some other things. And then was it like, wait a minute, pivot. And I'm going to do every symbiote version that I can. I mean, which one of like your symbiote versions is your favorite?
That's an awesome question. And actually this symbiote suits were one of my earlier purchases. I love Spidey, but he's a nice guy. I'm kind of a little bit of like the symbiote Spidey.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get a web up and you get it. So that's why I got all those suits. I do love the PS4 style symbiote suit, which is really cool.
Yes,
no one had really
done that before. Yeah.
And I had like such an awesome face shell by Keiko Cosplay, which makes that PS4. And so I was like, it's a no brainer, you know?
Yes.
And I really like that one, but I have to go with my classic comic style Secret Wars.
Yes.
It's just that suit to me, cosplay to me, cosplay to everyone is different.
Yeah.
Cosplay to me is the bringing the art that I used to draw to life, or bringing the comic looks to life.
I
love that, and being able to do that with that suit, not really having like the fake muscles or or anything. It's just a texturized fabric a screen print fabric, but it's not screen print. It's just really fun to be able to like be like, dang, that's like the comic, but it like in real life,
And
I love to bring that with some of like the Spidey looks. I love doing this Spider-Man 3 was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I really love that face shell. It definitely goes in. And who doesn't like, not the best movie, but we can all admit, we love symbiote Spidey in that movie.
Yes.
Like his whole part's amazing. Right. When he's like upside down, he's like way bigger, and they got that just amazing.
Yes. I was gonna say the same thing. Say what you want about the movie itself, but the suit was pretty damn cool. And to see it as a fan at that time, to see it in the film, even though it's not like the comic accurate one, it was their version of it, the way that they did it. Just seeing it as a fan of Spider-Man and as a Venom fan, as a symbiote fan, like to see that black suit Spidey at that moment in time, it was like, oh, you know what I mean? It was awesome. Yeah.
Yes. We will.
So something that you mentioned in one of your captions too was the Insomniac Spider-Man game, specifically the upcoming number 2, which teases Miles and Peter coming together and what seems like going up against Venom. I know he won't be the only villain there, or anti-hero, however you want to say it. But I think you discussed in that caption, I think what we're all thinking is, does this mean we're going to get a possible symbiote suit in the game of Peter Parker? Like, that would be absolutely awesome, dude. So is it safe to say that you're an Insomniac Spider-Man fan? The game itself, did you play it?
You're getting me hyped up right now, okay? And the reason, because if you think about it, they didn't have any symbiote suits in the first game.
None.
All right?
None.
None. And if Venom is going to be the main villain,
it's like, it's inevitable, right? It's
mixed offer. He has to be the villain. I mean, he's going to be at least one of the main villains. I don't think he's going to be the main villain. Yeah. I think he's going to be like side main villain, and then like Norman Osborn is the main villain at the end or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Something like that. Because we didn't get a Green Goblin like that either. So
intro mid game is going to be Peter in the symbiote suit until, you know, you're going to have like a ton of awesome abilities. And I bet that like at that point you unlock like 3 or 4 of the other symbiote suits, like the classic comic symbiote suit.
Oh my God.
I hope, please.
But
I bet that they unlock that. And then I would say that you're going to have to fight as Miles versus Peter.
That's what I was going to say too. Yes.
It just would be such a missed opportunity.
Exactly.
Especially if you have Miles. That's what we want, you know, really flesh out the symbiote story a little bit.
Yeah.
And then introduce Venom after. So I'm excited to see, you know, I really think it's going to be some epic stuff. I am a big Insomniac Spider-Man fan. Now, mind you, I'm right now playing Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I have a gaming PC as well. So I'm playing it on my PC. Oh. I actually just finished it, to be honest with you, like not long ago. I just finished the main story. Now I'm onto the DLC and then I've got to go to Miles. I've seen the Miles Morales one because my brother played it and stuff. So I kind of know the story, but I didn't want to spoil too much for myself. So I had to walk away when I was at my brother's. I was like, okay, this looks amazing, but let me finish the first one and then let me get to Miles Morales, because I don't have a PS5, so I had to wait for it to come out on PC. So
you had to wait, but the graphics
are amazing,
dude. Right?
Amazing, man. I love it. I think you're right about that. I think missed opportunity if they don't have the symbiote suits. I think in my mind, the way I think it would work is they're going to have their version of the symbiote suit that they create for the game. And then I think, again, just major missed opportunity if they don't have the classic comic one that you can unlock, and then the Spider-Man 3 movie version that you can unlock. And that gives you 3 options for a symbiote suit. I mean, I'll take more if they want to give us more, but at least those 3, I think that'd be perfect.
Will one of you finally give me what I desire?
Sticking with New York and superheroes in New York, man, another standout cosplay of yours are your mini iterations of Daredevil, dude. In May of 2021, I believe, is when you dropped your first look at the Man Without Fear in a Netflix version of the Matt Murdock getup. And the helmet here is by Do You Even Cosplay. This thing is absolutely amazing, man. And then later that same year, you did another iteration, same color scheme, new helmet, new suit. You got the glowing eyes, the billy clubs in hand with the new gloves as well by Gaslight Co. The Daredevil symbol on the chest this time with the Daredevil belt buckle as well. The helmets by Hernandez EFX, the suit by White Sheep Leather. This thing is absolutely amazing. For everybody watching right now, you know, pictures are being thrown up on the screen. And then breaking into the new year, keeping with the same color scheme still, you brought out a slightly more armored version of Daredevil. Suit by White Sheep Leather, armor by Carbon Panther, photo by Aaron Toff, the one that's on the screen right now, and the makeup's by Ali Toll. It wasn't too long in between these different versions, just sticking with the red versions right now. Where you did all these Daredevil suits, what was it, a matter of like not being satisfied with these iterations, or was it more just wanting to do more, or just simply wanting to do more like other versions? Like, what's the story behind doing so many different red ones? And not that there's anything wrong with it. As that came out of my mouth, I realized that it kind of sounded like it was a problem. It's not a problem.
As a fan,
none of us are sitting there going, God damn it, Caleb, another one. Like, no one's doing that. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant there's different ones. Like, what's the story behind it?
I love that. And it is a quick like transition back to back. And the reason being for that is I actually actually bought the Daredevil Netflix version. Heat of COVID. I'm talking like,
yeah,
like it was 2020 before Thanksgiving. Yeah. And basically what ended up happening, I got the White Sheep leather suit pretty quick, but I was waiting for Russia for like 8 months to get the cowl and the billy clubs.
Yeah.
And nobody else at the time was really making this stuff. So I finally got that stuff for the Netflix suit. And I so ugly. The cowl would just didn't fit my face. It just was one of these the older models. And so I got another cowl from Russia. This took this guy like a year to make it, and I'm not gonna name drop. He did take care of me in the end of schemes. So I'm not gonna say any names.
The product
overall was amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know, basically I would be like a year to get the Netflix Daredevil done. You know, and so I was sitting on that suit for a while, like different pieces of it. And so it wasn't just like all came into fruition at once, you know, and a lot of the thing is with these cosplays that I create and design, there's like multiple pieces that are like taking months on end, especially if I'm getting something custom made.
Yeah.
Like I'm very like cool about like with my creators at this point too. Hey, just take your time. You know, I don't want to rush the process. And, basically though, I spoke with White Sheep Leather. I'd seen the all red suit that they made, or it was red and black at the time, you know, I wanted to bring the comics to reality at the time. I had done like the Symbiote Spider-Man and I was like, all right, it's time for me to do my classic Daredevil suit. And so I took some heavy inspiration from DJP Costuming, which is a really awesome cosplayer from New Jersey, helped design my classic comic Batman suit. And he had done like a Marvel's Legends thing.
Yeah.
And he had like a 3 minute like clip. I don't know if you saw it on YouTube.
I believe I did. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. I believe I did.
It's cool.
It's
right?
awesome.
And, like,
yeah.
He did that comic actor suit. And I was like, I'm just looking at that suit and I was like, inspired me so much to, you know, create my own iteration. I made a little deal with White Sheep Leather, sent me the suit. Suit's chest was like up to here. I was like, for a little person. So like, I actually had to do so much work with that suit where I had reach out to Gaslight Co. He did the gloves. I designed those. I just like drew something up. Then he sent me extra fabric. Now what I did was I went in, I tried on the suit, cut out with like some paper, just exactly where my chest was. And then I cut out with foam two chest pieces and gave it to the seamstress with the fabric. And she had worked on actually some of my Spidey stuff in the past. And I was like, hey, you think you can do this? Drew something up on the iPad. I put the suit back and I was just like blown away with how amazing she did on that. And the cool thing is, you know, we, as in myself, I have so many cool updates coming to that classic comic suit where, you know, you had mentioned kind of like the armored look.
Yeah.
It's the same undersuit. And then you just put the armor piece on top.
Right.
And, I have a collaboration coming with, we're going to finish that armored look. I have the, shoulders on the way, knee pads for that. And then I also have custom Tilly FX boots.
Yeah, I'll show you right here. Tilly FX is amazing. Yeah.
Tilly FX boots. So these are going to get put into a... Yes.
Yeah, and those are a little more high knee, because I noticed in some of these photos, especially one of the ones at one of the conventions, a photo by Edward Photography, it's a little bit more of a lower boot, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I got rid of that. I did have I've had like the same boots. They're just like motorcycle boots. For anyone watching this is a pro tip. Angelus leather paint is your best friend with cosplays. Urethane, leather work. You can switch any color for any leather or urethane prop, and by using a sponge with that different paint, and you can recolor it. Like I'll have these recolored to a shiny red, and you won't even know that it's painted. And all like
so
10
cool.
minutes. I'll literally get a sponge it on there, and you know your props can be whatever color.
Yeah.
And so, basically, that's what I did. I got some new motorcycle boots that were a little bit bigger, but they just like weren't exactly what I wanted. I still wanted higher boots, you know. Because I feel like in the comics they're like right below the knee, you know what I mean? And luckily Tilly FX was able to work out something with me, so I'm gonna have that fish suit finished within the next couple months. And
that's so cool.
It's like the final version, you know. We'll have the armored, and the cool thing is I love the armor look, but I wanted that suit to integrate where it looks good without the armor as well, like
yeah
you know, so we have, you can take that off and then you're just
You got variations and options, man. That's so cool, dude. I mean, they're amazing, man. I always loved your the Netflix version and just all your Red versions that you have. And again, not too long after all these versions, one of the ones that I highlighted from you during the cosplay of the week was your phenomenal yellow and red version, dude. It's the classic like comic look and everything, man. It's so amazing. The helm by T-Jack Effects, the armor by Jay Curtis. And I went pretty in depth during the cosplay of the week segment, so I won't ramble on too much about this one again here and now. But something that I didn't say in that segment was, personally for me, I think that this version, your version of this yellow version of Daredevil, is better than the version in She-Hulk. I'm not even gonna lie, like, just me personally, man. And given that they are two different iterations and live in two different, you know, worlds, if you may say, your version, the She-Hulk version, I'm curious to your thoughts though. Do you like the more comic look? I mean, obviously you did it, so I know you lean a little bit towards that side, but or, you know, do you like the MCU version? Like, what are your thoughts on the way that they did the MCU version with the yellow and red?
I'm going to start with this. I try not to get my head too big. But I'm sorry. My suit, my Daredevil suits, the ones they made in all the Disney and Netflix series, any day of the week. And there's one simple reason. Staying true to the comic.
Yeah.
Staying true to who he is as a character.
Yeah.
It is not that hard to add the DD and an embroiled emblem on his Netflix series. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a missed opportunity. Yeah. Charlie Cox is great as Daredevil, amazing as Matt Murdock. So, the suit is, I'm not hating on the suit. It's cool too. Even that the She-Hulk suit I was watching, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, watching that episode, I'm hyped out so hyped to see it. And it's just amazing to have him back. And I just thought that the undertones of like the gray on his arms and stuff was really, really, really cool. Mm-hmm. But overall, like, yeah, I'm going to have to go with the classic style suit.
Me too,
and
man.
I definitely did that for himself, which had just passed away. Mm-hmm. And Daredevil Yellow is one of my favorite comics. And I kind of grew up on those stories, you know, Spider-Man Blue and Batman Long Halloween. And so I wanted to give homage to him where he had that big old chest, you know, in the comics.
Yes.
And like, you know, and also just kind of run a little bit to make it slightly realistic, because you can't just go full spandex on that, you know. It has to be a little bit of stuff broken up. And, and a lot of people don't realize, like, there was so much work on that suit where, like, I got it and, like, the undersuit, the yellow, was just like too cheap spandex looky.
Right.
So I literally like had to repaint that whole thing, like splotch it with like a different texturized yellow to really get that kind of bolder yellow and make it look less spandexy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm really excited. I think that we're gonna have some really awesome stuff with Daredevil in the future.
I really hope
that they will. I mean, we're seeing like what the series, 18 episodes?
Yeah, 18 episodes, man. 18 episodes. Yeah, that's
I think that they're
crazy long. I'm stoked for it, though. I'm stoked for it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so stoked. And honestly, it just seems like they're realizing, hey, we need a strong like lead. Mm-hmm. They don't really have any leading characters anymore
right
in the Avengers.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the rights to Spidey, you know what I mean? So who else are they gonna write the story on? You guys already got rid of, I was gonna say, we have new Captain American stuff, but to me,
I think that's coming, and I think that may be what they're gonna try to set up. I think he might be the leader of the new Avengers. What was that?
I think it's gonna be some street level type of storylines, which No, not for the new Cap. The new Cap is like, it's called New World Order, I think. So
it's going to be that storyline.
Bigger story.
Yeah.
I think that the next Spider-Man movie is going to be I've seen some stuff. Did you see that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be street level too. And Kevin Feige actually confirmed.
They need to make it street level.
Yeah. I think it's time for that too. Yeah, because he's no longer known by everybody. It's time for him to do something different. And Kevin Feige actually did confirm that Daredevil and Spidey will lead the street level hero teams, I guess you could say.
Which is kind of like what I want most. I don't like the huge stories as much. The Thanos story is great. The Kang the Conqueror story looks great. Mm-hmm. But let's bring it back down to like the crime fighting kind of scene.
I think that's
what I love about Batman.
Right.
And I love a grounded story that doesn't need to like go crazy. And I'm just so tired of the MCU, every single character just mask off. Like, it's so lazy and stupid. And like,
I know.
It's just not good, man.
Yeah, they need to switch some things up. I'm hoping that switch up is coming. And with Daredevil, I think we're going to get a lot of different suits. And one of the suits that I think we'll get at some point in time, may quite possibly towards the middle or the end of that 18 episodes, is I think that we will eventually see an iteration of the black and red suit. I think we will eventually see the Daredevil symbols on the chest. And which, speaking of, your ventures don't stop with the yellow and red or the Netflix version. I mean, you said, why stop there? And then I'm pretty sure in the background you had that like cartoony villain laugh as you introduced your black and red Daredevil cosplay, dude. It is epic, man. And I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm just going to let you talk about it, dude. Like, how'd you go about it? Who made what? If you remember everything, I mean, just pitch it all and talk about whatever, because this thing is epic, dude.
I appreciate that so much. I've done the classic red and the, not even the red. I've done the classic maroon, and I haven't finished the classic red yet. Basically, I had seen a really awesome cosplayer, Triskit. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Triskit. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again. I have a lisp and it might sound kind of weird. But he had done like the black version, just an all black suit. And I was like, that's pretty cool. I like that. You know? And speaking about my Punisher, I was really set. My whole goal was to get a screen printed undersuit for Punisher. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how am I going to go about doing this? What can I do to, what can I do different? You know what I mean? How can I like evolve as a cosplayer and honestly not keep buying the same suit or a brand new suit for every single cosplay, you know? And so I already had the Carbon Panther vest and I was like, been working in collaboration with Leather Fashion Valley for a while now. We are partners and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make the black suit for Daredevil.
Yeah.
I'll do that. And then I can use it because of where the emblem sticks. Mm-hmm. I can use it for Punisher too, because it's the same thing,
right.
And so I reached out to them. Luckily, they had done like a design for, it was just like one of their generic superhero suits that was created by the DJP, my friend Dan, costumes. And he had made a special design. I reached out to him. I was like, hey, is there any way I could use this and still make it a little bit different? He's like, yeah, go ahead. So I was able to use his like base design, made it unique to myself, and then kind of just pieced the whole thing together through different creators that I work with. So the cowl is actually my maroon and red Hernandez FX cowl that I purchased, and I repainted it. So nice. I like I said with Angelus Leather Paint, all I did was just a thin layer of black over the top. And the cool thing is once my new black cowl comes and gets created by Jay Curtis, I'm able to just literally wipe off that paint. Like it scrapes off.
No
and
way.
It's going to go back to red.
Dude, that's so cool, man. That's so cool.
And that's like a tip for anyone that like has urethane. Like you can literally switch the colors over and it's super seamless and easy and you would never even know. And so what I did was, I had changed my original red Daredevil cowl to all black, and I worked so hard to get that suit together. I airbrushed the whole suit where it's shiny and it looks metallic. I airbrushed all that, and then I went in with a true black and added in the details there to make the costume really pop out.
Yeah.
And there was just hours and hours of work to make that costume work fit. And I tried it all on, and I had the classic Hernando FX cowl that you had shown earlier.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? I was like, there's just like something like it's not there. You know, I was like, so I tried on the other mask and I was like, you know what? A night before Comic-Con, I'm like, I'm just going to send it. I'm going to repaint this one. And I just like, I got it finished. I tried the whole costume on and I was just like, holy cow. I'm like, this is like my best one yet. You know, I was floored. The pieces, everything worked out so well together. And the way that my costumes are made for Daredevil, like I don't, you know, I said I can get a little stressed out. I never get stressed out with them because they're really sturdy. They stay in place. I position everything to where I don't have to like worry about something coming off I just had such an awesome time at Comic-Con getting to wear that suit. So
it's so good looking, dude. It is another one of my favorite all time cosplays of yours. I'm a huge Daredevil fan. I've always wanted to cosplay Daredevil myself as well. And the black and red iteration was one that was on the top of my list as well. And this is another inspiration, just like your symbiote one, man. This thing is amazing, dude. I absolutely love it, man. And you said you've got more Daredevil stuff on the way.
So, you know, we always say the best for last. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, I mentioned I've been working with Leather Fashion Valley. I'm actually one of the lead concept design artists over with them now. And I just designed a whole new Robin suit, which I'm just like, I don't know if you saw that on my story.
I yesterday. Did, yeah.
Wait till it's done. You know, I know there's a lot of gray in there. We're going to airbrush and do a lot of work with it, but I'm really, really happy with that design. And then they're actually working right now on the all red classic Daredevil comic.
Oh my God, dude. Yes. Add it to the collection, man. Hell yes.
So
amazing.
Man, I'm so excited for this costume and this cosplay. This will be my first original design for Daredevil. So I'm hoping that it comes out all right. I already have like the belt, the harness, and I'm working with Matthew HDC, who is actually in the works right now of designing the cowl to a 3D render of my face.
Nice.
So I have like a whole new cowl that will be available for purchase through Jay Curtis. Hopefully in the next couple months. I don't know exactly when we're going to be able to have everything finished, but the costume is going to be just, you know, we don't have it all put together yet, but I really have a feeling like this is going to be my best one. I have a new emblem that was custom made for me
hell
as well.
Yes.
And so I really just wanted to like give that perfect homage to the red suit, you know? And it's, I know it's a hard one between the maroon and this one, but this one's going to really focus on keeping the one tone of red throughout the whole thing, whereas the other one is kind of like a red and maroon, you know?
Yeah.
Really excited. I will have updates on that probably in the next week, the face suit itself.
Yes,
so,
dude.
Yeah. And definitely. The cool thing is I'm working with Leather Fashion Valley to run a good promo on that once it launches. So like the first couple of people that get it will be able to get like a good deal on it. And we're really excited about it. So
that's going to be awesome, man. Definitely got to keep me updated on that if I don't happen to see anything, dude. Oh my God, I can't wait.
I can see you as Daredevil though. You got a good
Thank you. I haven't really said anything because I got a bunch of different other projects going on. So I kind of had to put a couple things on hold, but there was something that was that started moving forward. And then, like I said, I had to put some things on hold. So hopefully later this year, towards maybe the closer to the mid or end of the year, some things will start happening. So there
are questions for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you say later in the year.
Yeah.
Who would it be? You said the Black Daredevil. Would it be the Black Daredevil suit, or would it be
I've got some things that have been made, and I will say that they are black. That's how I'll say it. That's all I'm going to say. There's been some things that are put on hold and some things that are made, and they are black. And then there's another, I'll give this one, because this is for anybody that's watching that could just piece it together. There is something in the background. I'm going to be vague about it, but there is something in the background of the set here that I will be cosplaying as well sometime in the future. So I mean, it could be anything. I'm being vague. There's a bunch of game stuff here. There's DC stuff there. There's all kinds of, there's Mortal Kombat stuff if I move my head.
I'm thinking that Punisher one.
We'll see, man. There's a couple different things, but I'll play another little thing is the beard. I got to keep the beard. The beard doesn't go away. So all the cosplays I do are bearded versions of characters. So, or that I'm going to do are bearded versions of the characters. So there's a couple.
Honestly,
hints.
You have a great beard. It would be a missed opportunity for you not. Like I wish I could get the size like you, my man.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. I definitely want to talk with you about a couple more things. I know we're running on a little bit long. We'll see how it goes in editing everything. But let's real quick, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. And this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than a friend of yours, actually, and that is Alter Ego Prodigy. Another long time coming, man. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about that. Now, and firstly, it is of his Mark Grayson, his Invincible. I wanted to go with something a little bit different for Alter Ego. I know he's, you know, commonly known as his Nightwing and everything, and we'll get into that real quick in a moment, but I wanted to do something different, something that I don't think me personally gets talked about enough, and that's his Invincible, his Mark Grayson. It's absolutely amazing, man. And the one that I'm looking at right now is an edit done by W_Dub, D-U-B-B on that. And like I said, Mark Grayson, Invincible, it's absolutely amazing. You got the city in the background. It's all like destroyed and everything, so it's destruction going on there. He's got the blood all over his face and his chest and everything, so it's like that fight scene, and it's just absolutely amazing. Dude, it looks like ripped straight out of the comics, straight out of the Amazon Prime Video show and everything, which is coming later this week. Later this week, I wish it was coming later this week. You know,
I was like, what?
I know, no, I wish no later this year. No date on that. Just sometime in 2023, my guess is towards the end of the year. And I just thought that this was amazing, man. It's just so well done. And Alter Ego, please let me know, man. Forgive me if I didn't see it and it was listed in there, like who made it and how you got the suit and all that stuff. I always like to give credit where credit is due, photo credit and all that stuff. I didn't see it in there, so forgive me, but if it was in there. And I just think that this is amazing, dude. I love the Invincible cosplays. I feel like I don't see enough of them, so when there is one, I like to highlight them because I'm a fan of that. One of the cosplays, a few episodes ago was a Battle Beast Thok from Invincible as well. Phenomenally done. I believe that was Evil King cosplay. You guys would make a dope team, Alter Ego and Evil King.
Yes.
If you did some sort of edit, I don't know where you guys are location wise, but if you did some sort of edit battling each other, that would be absolutely amazing. And I want to throw up a second photo. Like I said, we are going to talk about Nightwing just a little bit here, and I want to throw that up right about that. Boom, now. And it is of his new 52 Nightwing, a Nightwing that I also feel like doesn't get talked about enough. It's the red version going on there. I absolutely love that version, man. Just add a little something different. You know, I always like we were talking about earlier, man, between Batman's, between Spider-Man's, they've got different suits that everybody wears. And I always love to see the different iterations, and everybody always has their favorites and everything, much like you have your Nightwings as well. I know we didn't talk about them on the episode here today, but we'd be here all day if we were talking about all of your cosplays, man. You know what I mean? So we'll have to do a part two and touch on some other ones, but this is about Alter Ego Prodigy, and a photo is by, I don't know actually how to say it. I know it's by Amar Jafrani, but his Instagram is Amar LAJAF. And then the mask is by Tigerstone Effects. Shouted them out many times. And the suit and fabrics is by Gaslight Co. Of course, shouted them out many times. And Parallel Life Studios, shouted them out many times. I love this photo, man. I love it. Just that perfect Nightwing photo, you know, in Bloodhaven, the city in the background, out of focus, got that blur on the city in the background and you're in focus. It's such a high quality photo in the distance, but you're just so high quality and in focus. It's beautiful, man. You rock the suit beautifully, looking off into the distance. I mean, from the hair down to you actually being fit and everything, you're playing the role perfectly, man. You look like a Nightwing that would be in Bloodhaven. And like I said, I dig this new 52 version of it, man. This is awesome, dude. From your Invincible to your different iterations of Nightwing and everything in between, dude. Alter Ego Prodigy, you have amazing, amazing cosplays, man. Caleb, you got anything that you want to add? I know it's your boy as well, but if there's anything you want to add, man.
Dude, I love his new one too, with the classic emblem. And yes, he actually did a lot of work designing that himself. And
nice.
So I think it's really cool to see cosplayers like go out and like do their own custom design and just see it like come to fruition. And he has some really cool photos in that suit too.
Yes, dude.
I don't know the guy that edited those pics. They came out amazing.
Yeah.
And since it's going to pass by the time that this launches, me and he is his birthday on the 15th. And I actually hooked him up and I gave him some of my Netflix Daredevil stuff so that he could cosplay Daredevil at Kathy. So all that stuff will already be launched.
Yeah, by the time you see this, it'll already be happening. Yeah.
Yes. I happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
I've met him like 2 or 3 years ago in Las Vegas, and we had like a little rob and like we were like in costume. We were just like hanging out, and he's a really, really cool guy, awesome cosplayer. And dude, he has some other really cool stuff planned. We both have some Gambit costumes coming, and he's showing me some
yes.
Dude, his I'm just gonna say this, his like new like chest, like the armor piece is so cool. I can't wait for that to come to fruition.
Yeah.
I know he said probably like later this year, but he's an awesome cosplayer, and you guys definitely got to check out all his stuff. He, yes. You know, you mentioned Nightwing, but one thing I love about a cosplayer is their dedication to the Bat fam. And yes. If there's one cosplayer that has it, it's Alter Prodigy.
Yes, dude.
He's done multiple versions of Nightwing. He's done a Red Robin, kind of like an armor version.
Yeah.
And then he also did Red Hood as well. So,
yes.
You know, he's done them all. Because we're at the point now, me and him, where it's like, we're too old to be doing Damian Wayne, you know?
You got to switch it up now.
So you can check this out. You did all the Robins.
Yes,
so a lot of respect to my fellow bird boy. He is an awesome guy.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Absolutely awesome, dude. Everybody that isn't following Alter Ego Prodigy, please go follow him on Instagram at Alter Ego Prodigy, spelled exactly how it sounds, from his Invincible to his Nightwing and everything in between. Alter Ego Prodigy, your cosplay of the week for me and Caleb Weeks is amazing. Oh man. All right, dude. I want to do a quick little fun thing with you. We are running on a little long. We'll see what happens in editing if I cut some things, but I do want to do this real quick with you. This segment's a little bit more faster. Think kind of like rapid fire. It never ends up being rapid fire though. We always end up talking, but as rapid fire, I guess, as we can, who is your ultimate pick? If you can pick one, who is your Spider-Man in film? Toby, Andrew, or Tom?
Andrew.
Woo. Yes. I love to hear it, man. Underrated. I got to tell you.
The only crappy thing about those movies are the villain.
Yes.
He carries. Yeah. He carries the whole way through the animation.
100%.
Him as Spider-Man, like, he is like the one that I related to the most and felt that connection with. Love Tom, love Toby, but they just weren't doing it like Andrew was to me.
Andrew,
you know?
And seeing him back in No Way Home made me feel so good. He's just such a carried it. He's such a good
he
actor. Really he's such a good Spider-Man. Sure. He's such a good Peter. I love it, man. In the same vein, let's go with Batman. Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson. You can only have one, but let's up the ante. Not only can you have one, the others cease to exist. So who is the true Batman for you in film out of those four?
Are you saying the rest used to exist? There's no competition.
Definitely
ain't Keaton, bro. And Bell carried all three movies were consecutively amazing. Now, Patterson is amazing. He has the growth to make it happen, but when we're basing it off of what's already existed.
What's existing,
Maybe if Batman 2 was out, but I still feel like I need more progression through the character of Bruce Wayne before I would be able to say Pattinson.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah, makes sense. If you could pick any two combinations of superhero powers, which would you pick?
Hey, I'm going to beefhead it and go with super strength as a second power. Just because, like, And then first, I got to go teleporting is the goated power because look at X2 Nightwing and that and just like popping around like that's the type of like stuff I'd be on you'd just be able to go waiting 20 hours to travel to Thailand, you're there
exactly and you got a villain there, you just teleport right in front of him, punch, and then teleport back, game over, it's done.
Literally, I don't my know job if is super done strength for to, like but as of right now I'm just like who would not want super strength?
Yeah,
like,
lift a car with one hand and toss it, you know what I mean? Last one, outside the realm of superhero stuff and everything, if you could time travel to any periods, any eras, and you can have up to three different choices if you need them, where would you go?
All right, so I know this is kind of odd, and I would definitely have to go with like the medieval times because I'm a big fan of like knights, and I also have like swords and stuff. So I would definitely be like a knight, like just charging the battlefield.
You
want to be there until you're there, and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah, I know. Gruesome. It's brutal and gruesome, and probably smells like just absolute ass. You know what I mean?
And just be hearing screams and hollers all day. You're like, I don't know if I came to the right time. I'm really back in the 90s.
Exactly.
I honestly would love to grow up in the 90s. I feel like you had a little bit. Technology, lots of junk food, but we weren't consumed by technology the way we are nowadays.
Today,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So I would go 90s, and then my last one, I know it's weird staying in these like closer eras, but I'm gonna go back to the 70s.
Yes, dude.
And just have me.
Why not?
I feel like you want to stay closer. I mean, you know what? You definitely don't want to go to the 20s or 30s. You couldn't even drink back then.
I know, man. Yeah, dude, those are great choices,
I don't
man.
Drafted in World War.
No, oh God, oh, no. I forgot about that. I forgot about the drafts and everything. Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, those are great choices, man. Definitely, dude. That was fun. That was fun as hell, man. I know we're speeding this up a little bit, but that was fun as hell, man. Before we get out of here, I do want to ask you, like, you did touch on Daredevil as an upcoming cosplay. You know, working on some more things. Is there like an ultimate cosplay that you've always wanted to do, and for whatever reason you haven't been able to pull it off? Is there that one that's in your future that you're still trying to make happen? Oh, I'm glad you wore the suit. The shirt, and I'm glad I asked that question.
So I had already touched on the classic Robin suit that will definitely be happening eventually. Like, you know, or not the classic Robin suit, but the Robin / Punisher style suit.
Yeah.
That's like a project that is later down the road. I've been wanting to do Crimson Devil for a while, where he has the shirt off, the sleeves up to here.
Yes.
And I don't know exactly if I'm going to do if I would do the robot legs. To be honest, I'd probably just have like some cool like pants and some like cool boots,
right,
simply out of like comfort for myself and like just kind of like being like, I don't need it to be like a certain version of Darth Maul. I just kind of want it to be like, oh God, that's like a menacing Darth Maul walking around with his shirt off, and he's like, yo, and like I'm just like, because like there's one thing I'm good with, it's the staffs, and I'm really good with the double blade lightsaber, so I'll be at Comic-Con just boom, like, dude, make a little show for people, and
that would be crazy.
My goal is to have that done next year. That's kind of like my big project next year. I got Gambit coming out at the end of this year, which is a character that I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And when I tell you,
you'd make a good Gambit. You got the look for it, the hype for it, and everything too.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be really, really nice. I'm super excited for that project. But I don't want to give too much away just yet. Dragon Con is the goal for that.
Nice.
But just Darth Maul will just be so much fun.
Yeah.
To like, I and he's just such a bad character.
Yeah,
you know.
You don't know too.
I would definitely feel like I'd be more of a Jedi, but I just can't see myself with like an Anakin, Obi-Wan, or anyone. And I'm like, you know, I feel like I kind of have that face. I could do the Maul face, you
definitely,
know.
Definitely, dude. Definitely. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to that, man. I know you mentioned before, real quick, before we get out of here, in captions and everything, I've seen it before, and forgive me if I just haven't seen any updates, but is there anything pertaining to some possible film works? I've seen stuff with, like, you talking about suits appearing in films, or maybe you appearing in film. Like, is there any details that you can give before we get out of here about maybe you and film work?
You know,
you know, I got to dig. You know, I got to dig.
You got to dig. And you know, if you know, you know.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff.
We shot a promo. Mm-hmm. I've been told earlier this year that it was still happening.
Okay.
But we are going to give you two of the best Marvel versus DC street level heroes versus each other. Yes. And that's all I'm going to say. And I'm really hoping that this project is still happening. I'm not sitting here telling you that like I'm for sure going to be in it or anything, but when it does, you know, I think there's a little bit of a build for the Daredevil hype right now too.
Yeah.
Which I do get crazy hype on my social media, but the hype is not there yet because he's not like introduced into the MCU yet.
Yeah.
So I think ideally, like even just for purposes of, you know, promoting the video, I think it's better to do it in a year, you know, when there's a little bit more hype behind Daredevil.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have something really big lined up. I actually have another, I don't know if you saw my fight scene of Daredevil versus Spidey.
Yeah.
But the same director did a whole minute fight scene of me versus like four gang members, and I saved Spidey's life. And
dude,
and I have the whole raw video. Mm-hmm. We're just working out the audio for it.
Right.
And it's
top notch.
It's really damn cool.
That's so cool, dude. Hell yeah.
I'm really excited for that. I mean, like, honestly, it's really, really cool. But as of right now, I don't really know if I'm gonna work on something myself. I know in the past I had mentioned doing the Death in the Family, which is the death of Robin, and basically he comes back as Red Hood.
Yep.
And I have the helmet.
Nice. Yes.
So I already have both of the costumes. The only issue with that is I'm getting a little old. So I would almost I could do it, but I'm starting to like think more about me being Batman in that series. Ooh, and okay. my boy in that Robin suit being the Robin in yeah. the series. And that gives me the opportunity to be more in front of as the director role
yeah.
and also the makeup FX, because I really want to make a Death of Robin video. Yeah. I really want to make a YouTube short video. Mm-hmm. And I have like all these different ways that I'm going to slow the story down to really like feel like you're with Jason Todd as he's dying, as he's having these last moments in his head of like,
nice,
how could Bruce yes. do this to me? You know? Yes. And so like, I get chills just like thinking yes. about it. I wrote out the script for it. I have the Joker, which is the one that looks like Heath Ledger. Do you know who that I'm talking about? The great Night Joker.
I think so. Yes, yes, yes.
Agent of Chaos.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. I know who you're talking about now. Yeah.
He's already agreed to be the Joker, which, if you know this guy, he is literally like the creepiest, best yeah. Joker out there. So I definitely want to make that. I want to make the first film kind of like, maybe I'm not in it, but I'm like a lead director role in it. And right. then part two is Under the Red Hood.
Nice.
And
dude.
I'm thinking it would probably be like my custom Red Hood suit versus probably like my Pattinson armor with some updates.
Yeah.
And so it's, it would still look different, you know, yeah. but I have a lot of movement and flexibility in that suit. So I can kind of bang it up a little bit and not nice. Worry about something breaking or, you know, since most of it's made out of urethane and, yeah. and stuff. So projects definitely that I want to work on. I'm just kind of like figuring out, you know, like at the same time, it's also like, I really, really want to make my own like Marvel universe, you know,
nice.
I want to flesh out these characters and I have a lot of ideas of like, how, you know, I want to go over like pressing issues. Like I want like a storyline of like Matt Murdock at the end of a fight scene and he's like jumbled. Right. And then yeah. like Captain America comes to him and then you come to find out they're like sitting over a ledge and Cap and him are like talking about like depression and how he just lost Elektra and how like Cap's lost somebody that he's loved
yes.
and like making it more than just a fight scene, you know, but building this overlining story arc that just progresses throughout a story, videos
yeah.
like I have a whole Marvel Knights series that I want to make. It's
nice,
just fun because like
dude.
I want to be Punisher and Daredevil, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which, like
dude.
I could almost work, but like I do want to be like multiple characters a little bit.
Yeah,
but I, you know, it's hard to make that all work. And of course, we'd have my friend do Spidey and stuff. But we definitely have some cool stuff in the works. And I don't want to give too much away, but I really had something really big planned. It was supposed to launch last year at San Diego Comic-Con, but I think we're probably shooting for like maybe this year, maybe next, depending
Hell
upon
yes.
their schedule. They're the big studio. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just like the guy that's like, yeah, I'm down.
Hell yes,
I
mean? Man.
But I'm always down to clown, you know?
Yes,
like, and
definitely.
Like, I give it my all, like that Daredevil fight scene, dude, that tore my suit up a little bit. That hurt. I was like laying on the ground pretty hard.
I bet, dude.
Over and over again doing takes. At one point where I literally like, my the back of my head, I got pushed down, slammed against the pavement so hard.
Shit.
I get up and I'm like, ooh.
God damn.
I love it. I'm here
yeah.
for the craft. I'm here for
yeah.
like, bringing this to life.
When you see that final product. Yeah, man. And when you see that final product, it all come to life. It satisfies you. And then it satisfies the kid in you too, to see these things that the kid in you would have been so happy
yes.
to see you do later in life. If only you knew that these things were going to happen to yourself. It's amazing, man. Dude, it has been an absolute honor and pleasure having you here and talking with you, dude. Before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor to say whatever it is you want to say to anybody watching, plug whatever you want to plug and let people know where they can find you, man.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you so much for having me. If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can find me at just Caleb Weeks or Spider-Man Real Life. You know, I just appreciate the opportunity to come on, say my truth, say my journey through cosplay. And, you know, I'm always here to help those that have any questions or need any help. I also have some videos about how to cosplay Spider-Man or, you know, I love to help the community because I really want to continue to build up this community and make it a positive place where we aren't gatekeeping, or it's not about being better, but it's all about being the best that we can be. You know, one thing I love about the Into the Spider-Verse is the story where everyone can be Spider-Man. It's something I love to say because yeah, I can do the flips. I might even look like Peter Parker. I might have the voice down or the muscles, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like I just want anyone that I come in contact with to feel confident in themselves and to feel like, dang, that was fun. That was a good interaction.
Yeah.
And so I want to keep being that to the cosplay community. And I'm just grateful for this space that, you know, I couldn't do it without my followers. I couldn't be here without the people that showed the support, or you that's had me here on the podcast to be able to just kick it, chat, yeah, and just have a good time talking about what we love, what we're passionate about. And so just forever grateful for the opportunities. And regardless of you, where you're at in your life, or if you want to cosplay, just continue to believe in yourself. You have what it takes. And looking at my beginning Robin picture, it's not always going to be the best, but you have to start somewhere to progress, and just giving yourself that grace and just that positivity is essential to your growth, not only in the way that you see yourself, and but the way that you just operate in general. So I'm just appreciative for everything. Thanks for having me. And I had a great time. So.
Definitely, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Caleb Weeks. Yes, dude. Thank you for being here, man. And to everybody tuning in right now, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over on youtube.com/sideprojectpodcast. When you go down and hit that big red subscribe button that says subscribe, and you go hit it, it goes boom, and you get 100 sexy project points. What are we doing with them? I don't know, man. I don't know what we're doing with them. 137 episodes. We're still trying to figure out what we're doing with all those project points. Thank you for watching and listening on Spotify as well, and follow and rating and all those things as you do on Spotify, as videos are available on Spotify, and listening wherever it is that you tune into podcasts. If you're looking for me, you can find me at IG Hates Chazzy on Instagram. That is my personal. And if you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. And remember, that's project with a K. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, we are out of here.